Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to Star Trek Canis Major, a original series game of Star Trek Adventures set aboard a medical variant of the Archer class. My name is ELH, the Game Master, and joining me are three lovely individuals who will meet right away because I have no announcements this week. So, Matthew, what do you got going on?
Hello everyone, my name is Matthew, and I play the Denobulan Captain Zanette.
Okay. Techno.
I have nothing else going on whatsoever.
Okay, nothing else
going
on.
This is my life.
This is your life.
Yippee! Okay.
Techno, what do you got going on?
At the moment, likewise, nothing. But hello, I'm Techno. I am playing the Lieutenant Commander Valera, who is a human with cybernetic implants. That is all I have to say today.
Okay. One thing I was going to ask, at what point do we actually talk to HR about all your eavesdropping is my question.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ah, good answer. Good answer. And then last but not least, Bean.
Hello, I'm Bean and Skill Goblin, and I'm playing a character I've forgotten to the name of. I can tell you. Yes, I remember my characters' names. I remember them. Yes. I am the cruise, a pilot slash nurse. Want to be a pilot. Don't want to be a nurse. Yes. Yes. Also, I have my stream anniversary next week, but don't worry about it. We're playing your latest game first. Yes, that's it.
So I guess I got to raid into you then, is what I'm hearing.
Somehow you will leap into me into the future.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, with that, let's run the intro and then we'll get started with part two of what we left off with last week. And welcome back. So where we last left off, the players were in a bit of a pickle. And I thought that Bean should do the opening log before I started to throw bad things at the players. And oh, look at that. Chat started redeeming an evil complication. Well, we'll get to that in a moment. Bean, if you would care to do the opening log, maybe.
Subsequent with Lod, Ensign Katilia, Con Officer and Head Nurse. Well, I've moved my logs to my private data pad rather than the ship's computer, since the Lieutenant Commander seems to have a habit of eavesdropping our last interaction with myself and the captain. But then again, it seems like I am filled with an entire crew filled with egos or hyper-empathetic people. But then what do I expect of all doctors? My father was like it. My entire family is like it. It's why I'm trying to get rid of it. But back down to the mission, it seems that the cosmic space dragon, which is able to heal asteroids around and produce a drug which is used for medical purposes, is being used as livestock for Orion Medical? I'm guessing this should be a Orion Medical, but I was expecting more, you know, gambling from what I've heard from the other Starfleet officers around the cooler. But, oh, wait. Is that an Orion ship? Captain.
All right. You may have a momentum for that opening log. So where we last left off is you all had returned to the Cosmic Space Serpent, where you were just about to take your torpedoes back when approaching you was a Orion Blackguard vessel. Now, the Canis Major is, again, a medical variant of the Archer class, so you are a very small scale 3 vessel. The Blackguard is a scale 4, so it is a bit larger than you, and it is bristling with all manner of weapons. But it seems that while their weapons are charged, they are attempting to parley, as you are getting a hailing frequency open from them.
Captain, we're receiving a hail from the Orion ship.
So before I respond to that, just double checking, I would assume that we are at least at yellow alert with the shields up, considering we entered the asteroid field, yes?
Yes. Okay. Now, if you want to be red alert too, that's perfectly valid.
Yes, I think I would take us to red alert.
Okay.
And then he'll turn over to the helm / comm. Open hailing frequencies.
Aye, sir. I open the hailing frequencies.
All right. Appearing on screen is a Orion female who's dressed a little bit more than we usually see for some reason. Maybe it's an Orion thing. Who knows? But she kind of has her hand... hand to her chin, and she's kind of got her head cocked to the side, and she's going, Starfleet captain, medical vessel, highly advanced medical equipment aboard the vessel. Yes, I think you'll make for a fine prize.
I very much doubt that. You wouldn't want this ship. Like you said, it's just a medical vessel.
Ah, but you see, it's not just the medical things I'm interested in. You see, my ship, and she motions around at her surroundings, my ship is from the Earth-Romulan War, hasn't really been updated a whole lot. Whereas your ship is, as far as my senses are able to determine, cutting-edge technology from Starfleet.
I wonder if you've augustly counted the costs of acquiring this prize you've set your eyes on, though.
Oh, yes, of course I have. I breach your shields, I transport your entire crew into the slave pens, and then your ship gets lost in the asteroid field.
I think that you might find that even Starfleet doctors are better equipped to defend themselves than you imagine.
Well,
this doesn't have to descend to violence, though.
Oh, but you see, it does, because you found out about my little operation here. I'm sure that my underling Cam spilled the beans to you from what I've heard. And I can't have anyone knowing about my Kyranite operation. It's just not good business.
I thought that Kyranite operations were an open secret in this region of space.
Oh, no. Maybe among the syndicate, maybe, but in the greater environment, we can't have Starfleet coming around and poking their nose into more operations.
By which you mean to say you're running more operations then?
She just smiles at that.
I would hope that you'd be a little bit more amenable to finding a diplomatic solution to this situation. We've already worked out an agreement in principle with your doctor.
But you see, he doesn't have the authority or the business acumen to make a deal like that. That's the issue.
Then perhaps I should put the agreement to you.
And she sort of motions with her hand for you to continue.
You may not be aware of this, but the creature that you've been holding here, this just looks out towards the view screen. Cosmic serpent? What do you call them?
Oh, we don't call them anything. They're just space creatures.
That seems like a woefully inadequate way of engaging in conversation with other people. I would thought you'd have given it some kind of designation. But regardless, you just refer to it as the space creature. That's kind of cumbersome. never mind. My point is, I think you have an opportunity to expand your operation.
Expanded at what cost? Starfleet bearing down on us, checking in every once in a while, applying those rules and regulations. I don't think that's a good idea.
I thought the Syndicate recognized that it was only through regimented order and the maintenance of that kind of order that you could be successful.
Yes, but there's chaotic. There's Orion order and Starfleet order.
I get the feeling that you're not inclined to listen.
No, and in fact, while you've been waiting, this is me out of character, while you've been talking with her, the Blackguard has closed within long range. She was at extreme range, now is at long range. So they have entered the asteroid field at this point.
I'm a doctor. My first duty is to cause no harm. But if you force my hand, I will defend my crew, my ship, and the creature that you have imprisoned here. This is your only warning. And he's going to close the comms at that.
Very nice. And yeah, so we're not going to enter into full starship combat here because there's a variety of factors here. So just kind of describe how you guys want to proceed from here and all sort of figure out a way to translate it into rulings. Again, they are currently at long range, which is the optimal range for your photon torpedoes, except, all your photon torpedoes are kind of in the Space Dragon net containment vessels because you only had six. So
I thought we beamed them up.
I thought we beamed them up.
Did you?
Yeah, we the captain made it quite abundant that we beamed them up so that we wouldn't have the dead man switch that we
did. Yeah, I dearly regret that now.
Yeah. But,
all right, so I'm actually going to give
definitely not looking smug in the corner.
I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to give you an option here because, as you said, it might be something you want. Do you want the torpedoes on your ship or do you want them in the web containment facilities?
I mean, you could always roll for it. Odds even. Like, we were planning to disarm the dead man switch, but it just depends if we had enough time before the Orions turned up.
Right. I tell you what, Matthew, if you're on the fence, why don't you roll me a challenge die? And if you roll an effect, the torpedoes will still be on the facilities.
We would have had to beam them up one at a time because our transport is rubbish. So
would have taken time, yeah.
Well, it's not rubbish. It's not rubbish.
It's just small. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that leaving it up to random chance to decide is fair, although I do have my preference.
All right. Looks like they are still on the facility then. So that might actually play out well for you.
Captain, I have a plan of how to deal with the Orions.
I think we all have the same plan as to how to deal with the Orions, but please go ahead, Anson.
Well, you see, the warp bubble is required to be at a specific harmony to ensure that they don't get plated by asteroids. If I get close enough, I could eject the warp plasma and disrupt their warp bubble without disrupting ours, meaning that the cosmic serpent, or is it cosmic dragon we're calling it, Captain?
We didn't really ask what its preferred nomenclature would be, but we should do that.
Mm. Anyway, then that would cause us to have a greater arsenal, as I'll just wave to the asteroid field.
Well, we could simplify the matter by enacting your plan, certainly, but I'd also like you to contact the serpent and inform it of the encroaching vessel and its hostile intentions, that they want to keep it contained. I don't think it will respond positively to that.
Quite amazingly, sir, the ensign and I did have the same general idea, though, of disrupting their warp field so the creature would know to attack them with the asteroids. So I just want to note that that's unusually good thinking.
I don't know if that actually qualifies as unusually good. It's unusually terrifying that you should be in agreement.
I agree.
And we're going to find out for the first time whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Also, so I vote that we call the dragon or serpent or whatever Draco for the sake of brevity.
Draco. Fair enough, sir. I shall communicate with Draco.
Very good. And while you're doing that, I will set off the torpedoes because I'd rather have that creature freed than imprisoned.
All right. Now, this is where chat's complication is going to come into play. So there is going to be a small jamming signal coming from the Blackguard. So it's going to be a roll, and it's a roll that I don't think I've ever done in all my years of running Star Trek Adventures. Oh. I don't think I've ever done this roll. So for your part, Matthew, you're going to be rolling a control and a command, and the ship is going to assist you with a communications and security. And the jamming is going to make it a difficulty of 3 here. And I did go back and check. We have just one momentum on the board, and I have no threat at the moment.
And, sorry, my role was what again?
Your role was control and command.
Okay.
Oh, you just got a momentum from chat, bringing you up to 2. Thank you, chat.
Thank you,
Just so
Chad,
people are
indeed.
aware, I've been kicked out of the roleplay part of the game. I am trying to reinsert myself.
All good, all good. It's
Okay, I
probably
guess
Forge
I'm.
doing its weekly, oh, you gotta log in.
Oh, we did that partway through me playing.
It's always fun.
Shall I grab the ship then in that case? And that was Sensor's command, did I hear?
Communication security.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
What I'm going to do, because I used up my determination last session and as part of the same mission arc, is challenge my value, what is my first duty? Because of that situation that I encountered last session, and I reconciled myself to the new role that I have, in a sense, by leveraging that value and trying to determine what I am, I think I'm going to cross that out and orient myself more towards command, if you will, given that this is a step in that direction. And then I'll use the value. I guess family is just a label. I can apply it to anyone in the sense that I have formed a commitment to this creature. And although it is not really a part of my family in any sense, we are, in essence, almost like welcoming it into the Federation family.
Okay, I like it. I like that a lot. Well done.
So I
Denovalin,
will
you are now part of the family. Grab your hands.
cross that out. And then I will give you the two momentum to roll three dice along with my determination.
Okay, let's see what happens. Well, I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is that you've rolled five successes, meaning you get to keep the two momentum. The bad news is that you've rolled a complication. Do you have any way of re-rolling that complication?
I do not. No.
Unless you want to challenge another value. Just challenge all of your values.
Actually, hold on. Because I'm looking at parent figure. Let me put it in chat here so that everybody can look at it with me. So it says whenever you are attempting or assisting and two or more other characters are involved in the task, the question is, does the ship count as a character? That's what I'm debating.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Because it's one of those things
No.
where it comes into play when you're doing it with other characters like Valera and Cattelia. But there's also the maxim of the ship should be a character.
True, but in this case, I was only assisted by one character, the
This is
ship.
true. It does say two or more. Okay. Yeah, I think we're going to have to keep the complication, but the good news is I'm actually not going to take the complication. I'm just going to take the two threat.
Okay.
So I once again presume this is you setting off the torpedoes. So what happens is you send out that signal despite the black arch jamming. The torpedoes all detonate in unison to disrupt the web, and the web sort of flickers for a moment and then drops completely. And immediately, Draco, since we are kind of in pseudo turn order here, Draco is going to burst free from the vestiges of the net and then begin beelining for the Blackguard vessel. So if we were to imagine this in our heads, both you and Draco are at medium range from the Blackguard, but now the Blackguard's turn is going to happen. And I have to decide, would they shoot Draco or would they shoot you, is the question. I don't know, Techno, what do you think?
I think, should they shoot us or the creature we're trying to save? I mean, put in those terms, I'd prefer they shot us, I guess. But I also
Wonderful.
don't
You
know
are
the
our lucky
stats
winner then.
for Draco, so.
All right. Well, let me just go ahead and roll these dice and we'll see what happens. Let's expand out that 42 to see what you actually rolled. Well, they've rolled a complication. So,
Yay!
Wonderful.
good news, they rolled a complication. Bad news, they still got the two successes they needed to hit you.
Rude.
So, what's going to happen is their forward-facing disruptor array is going to charge with kind of an ominous green light and then lance out towards the Canis Major. And I need to roll seven challenge dice here. Let's see here.
Nope. Legal. Nope.
All
Don't
right,
know.
so that is going to be eight damage reduced by three. So you will take five damage to your shields. And that is also a breach to something. Who would like to roll for breach? It would just be a 1d20.
How do I roll?
Slash R and then space 1d20.
D20.
A
Six.
six. Well, Valera is not going to be happy with you because that is a breach to engines. So what that's going to mean is you are going to immediately lose two more power, and you are considered to have a breach to engines until somebody fixes it. So what that's going to look like in terms of a narrative is that green disruptor is going to fire out, barely missing some of the asteroids that are coroning off of one another, and is going to strike you on your dorsal. Dorsal's the top, right? Yeah, sounds
Yes.
right. It's going to strike you among about midships on your dorsal side, and you are going to begin leaking warp plasma.
Directors on dorsal side, Captain. We are leaking plasma. Engines are down to 5%.
Valera, as that happens, is also going to let out a pained noise because she is tied into the ship through her neural interface. And
Oh,
when the
that's
ship
right.
suffers a breach, she suffers
Die of stress.
free die of stress.
So it could be nothing.
So it could be.
It's gonna be
Oh, hang
three. Yeah.
on. So free dice. Let's see what happens. So is that would that be two?
Yeah,
Hang
that would do
on.
two
Two.
damage because I don't think that the neural shock has vicious. Not yet,
Right.
anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So two stress you take from that. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Now,
Here
the good news to all this is because they rolled a complication, one of
we
the asteroids that Draco is controlling is going to slam into their forward-facing disruptor arrays, effectively disabling them. But they also have disruptor cannons. They just have to get closer to you to do it.
Can
Ensign,
we
if you
do?
could do me a favor and not let that happen again, please.
I would currently require engines to do that, sir.
Working on it.
Can you do a minor action to get past the breach?
I believe so, yes. I think it's a minor action to bypass the breach. It's if you want to restore it to full function, that's when you have to do damage control.
So I think at this point I should either do evasive maneuvers or move away. And then we can do repairs of the ship.
Well, we can't repair breaches outside of space dock. I don't
Okay.
believe.
Correct.
What I would say is, do you want to affect the plan that the two of you had and, in some sense, make it more vulnerable to attack from the creature?
I
Given the
mean,
creature's already going for it, I wonder if we need to do that. But it's still not a bad idea, especially if we're gonna run low on power before too long.
we are leaking plasma, sir, so we are already halfway through the plan.
That's a
It's a
very.
very positive outlook, Ensign.
Oh,
I'm.
I hate that I was going to say the same thing as you, sir.
See, we're bonding.
Yeah, see, now you've agreed with both of us in succession. This is a positive improvement. Do take note of that, Koshlin, please.
I'm sure I wasn't listening. My
Advancing or
God.
retreating, sir?
Keep us at distance. I don't want to get within range of those cannons.
And I think
Okay.
I should be in engineering, sir.
Why aren't you already in engineering?
The
I'm going now.
Thank you.
And she leaves the bridge.
only way for me to affect the Warfield bubble is to get close enough and activate the cells on that side, sir. So if we are to integrate with our plans, we would have to advance. Sorry.
In character, I would want to maintain distance. Out of character, I want you to have your moment and I want you to do that. So, what would the crew prefer?
I'm happy to either evasive maneuvers and play cat and mouse or, do Independence Day charge into the ship. I'm
I'm
back.
not so keen on the suicide attack aspect of that
Okay,
plan, but.
we don't have to do suicide, but we do have to yell, I'm back at them.
I'll allow it.
But we were never there.
Details.
Details, yeah.
That pilot was never there.
Yes, he was. He was abducted by aliens, remember?
I just have one question. Who's going to be Will Smith and punching the Orion out? That's my question.
Well, our psychologist, of course.
Yeah, I mean that tracks.
Welcome to Tell Our Prime, punch.
Now bleep off.
Okay, when somebody takes control of him, we have to give him mean right hook. Remember that, please.
No, I mean, honestly, it's one of those things where in character, I can understand why Zenette would want to stay away. But out of character, there is that benefit of getting more hits on the Blackguard. So I'm not going to weigh in on this. I'm going to let you three decide what you want to do.
What about you, Techno?
I mean, like you, I'm kind of wanting Bean to have a spotlight moment, which could be fun. I'm also wondering if we could modify the plan in any way to work at a longer range, or if we just sort of hold back while we repair as much as we can and then see if we can do like a run on it.
I
The
mean,
question is,
I
how
have an.
damaged do we want the other ship?
I mean, I do have another way of doing it, which would be blasting an asteroid between us and them to use the debris to affect the deflector array, which could lead to them having to adjust various features, including their warp bubble. But it's not as effective as just going over them and going, boo. Also,
Could we use
picking.
the could you do a piloting check to keep an asteroid between you and them?
I mean, I think that would count as an evasive maneuvers.
I mean, if you're just keeping an asteroid between you and them, I would actually say that that would
As we
qualify.
advance on them, I mean.
Oh, as you advance on them.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're advancing on them, it would be evasive action, but if you're staying at the same range, that would just be a maneuver, which is a difficulty zero and no power required.
How much power do we have?
Four.
Four.
So we would either have to be really lucky once or back off and heal ourselves before going in. I'm just saying that I'm going I'm ready again to do a dive bomb with a warp core. I'm going to do it two times.
And I'm sure that threat will in no way prevent the warp core from
Oh,
being
I'm going to be
ejected.
giving ELH all the threat.
Oh, okay, good. In that case,
You
yeah,
go,
this will
IGM.
definitely work then.
Have the threat.
Right, so in character, what is the decision?
Yeah, okay. So he'll order the ship forward in order to affect the plan using the warp plasma to destabilize their defenses and also the shielding that they're using to protect them from the asteroids and from the creature's detection.
So we're going to combine this into one big action, the piloting and the ejecting of the warp plasma to affect the Blackguard. It is going to make things more difficult, but you will have more assists available to you. So, Catelia, you're going to be doing a daring and a con.
Nice.
And when it comes to the ship, you have an option here. It can either do a structure con to assist you in the evasive maneuvers as you're going forward, or you can have it do a engines and engineering to do more focus on the actual sort of venting of the plasma and disrupting the Orion's deflector array and deflector frequency. You also will get an assist from Valera. Valera will be doing their thing with a daring engineering. Now, the tricky part is that all of this together is going to be at a difficulty of four and will require two power.
Question.
Yes.
Can the captain use their once per scene direct action to also assist?
Yes, that is also why I was waiting for someone to ask. So the captain could assist with a presence and a command, and that would also trigger parent figure here.
Now, I'm pretty sure I spent my determination last session
I believe you did, yes.
because I
Yes.
used it to communicate with Draco.
Yes.
So I'm going to give you one threat
Okay.
and two momentum.
Okay.
I'm just debating if I want to go whole hog and give you three more threat.
I don't think so. I don't. You're getting three assists after all, so.
Three threat? A hand over?
Yeah, you'll
Okay.
also get a reroll on the ship action as well, because I'm still connected to
And a
it.
reroll to anything from your dice pool because of, or at least an ignoring of complications.
All right,
So let's not
so
give more threat. Let's
I have
give as
helm
little as
control.
possible.
which I presume helps. Oh, ship talents, ship talents. One of the ship talents may be able to help us.
Yes, that is
The
true.
Chameleon.
So improved reaction system. So it's if you succeed at the task here, you can make the difficulty of attacks against you. You can increase it by one by spending two momentum. There's also the fact that you have improved reaction control systems. So that would actually lower it to a difficulty of three.
Nice. I'm hoping for a lot of momentum so that we are able to do advantages and use our improved ships drive. Okay, are we ready to roll?
I believe so.
Think so.
Which one did you choose to roll for the ship? Sorry.
I
It
think
was.
it thematically, I'm not looking at the stats of the ship. I think the best one would be the warp plasma one that Eli said.
Okay.
I
So
don't know where for.
what was needed for that, ELH?
Engines engineering.
Engines
I
engineering.
don't know if that's better or worse for our ship, but I think thematically that would be, you know. Anyway, I rolled dice. I got
Okay.
three.
And am I also rolling for Valera as well?
Yes, please.
Okay.
And you're doing daring engineering for your part. You're already at four
Thank you.
successes.
And one die. Can I take the focus of warp field dynamics or
Most definitely.
lovely?
I'm
Okay.
going to re-roll that 16.
Okay.
Hey, another
You're up
success.
to five successes, and then do you want to reroll the Canis Major's
And
die?
I'll reroll that one as well, yeah.
Okay.
Since it does nothing except.
Hey,
All right, you are up
remember.
to. Actually, hold on. If that's a three, Canis Major should have a focus. That's actually two. So that would be a grand total of seven successes. Am I adding that up correctly?
Nice.
Yep.
So it gets you a grand total of four momentum back. And since this is your big moment, Bean, why don't you describe what it looks like as you swoop in and release that plasma?
So at first, the engines stutter and chug because they took a direct hit from something much bigger than us. At which point, she diverts power to maneuvering thrusters and flows into, because we're like in this like gigantic glass cloud, as far as I'm aware. We flow into that, and when the asteroids are flying past us, I get picked up by the tailwind of one of these asteroids and use that to get the ship moving. And I dart underneath it. The Orion ship is blasting. It's shooting everything at this point. And the asteroid breaks to pieces as I use that to dive right underneath the Orion ship as Draco is just swooping down like a predator down on top of the Orion ship, at which point we just unleash more plasma out of our injury, just engulfing the bottom of the Blackguard in plasma, disrupting his warp field completely. And I spend 2 points to the advantage that Draco very much sees the thing it wants to hunt. Really sees it. He hungry.
Okay, I like it.
Does
So,
this,
Drew.
sorry, just quick question. Does this engage your untapped potential at all?
Oh, God, yes, our sticky notes. Yes, untapped potential. Roll that
Thank God you've got all
fantastic.
those sticky notes because, yeah,
Untapped
they're clearly doing
potential.
something.
Did
Nothing. All
I?
right, no change
I
there.
did nothing. Yay!
All right. So yeah, you do that lovely sort of trailing behind an asteroid, blowing it up at the last minute, swooping under the Blackguard, ejecting the warp plasma, disrupting the field. And yeah, Draco is coming down as the predator, as you said, and is actually going to ensnare like a serpent coil around the vessel and is going to be begin squeezing and squeezing and squeezing until the hull of the Blackguard is going to be beginning to rupture and break and shatter. And my question is, are you going to stop Draco? Because by the looks of it, Draco is going to keep squeezing until the Orions are no more.
I am going to do something without the captain ordering me to.
Okay.
I am going to, because I was soothing it earlier, I'm going to play the same tune.
So you're actually going to make it back off a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just to relax its more murderous impulses.
Okay. So I will say it'll loosen up and it's not going for the kill anymore, but Draco still has the Blackguard ensnared.
And is there any kind of like registry of that or record of that that appears on a console?
Oh yeah, most definitely. You would know, and Valera would know.
Well, Ensign, I think that you've preempted my order, which is speaks well to your character, but not to your subordination.
I assumed we were taking them alive?
Well, that's a reasonable assumption, but don't make them in the future. Please wait for orders.
I see.
Regardless, please open hailing frequencies with the Blackguard.
Channel open.
Captain, you seem to be in a spot of trouble. Would you happen to need some assistance from a medical vessel?
Oh, so appearing on screen is the same Orion woman from before. Her hair's all messed up now. There's noticeable fire and sparks in the background of her bridge. And she is not thrilled at all. And she says, "You do not know how I am. I am the mistress of the summer constellations. I know everything there is to know about Kyranide. If you take me out, the entire syndicate will come down on your head."
Weren't you the one who was just talking about how in this asteroid field, if you die, no one will ever know, something like that?
She has no response except to glare at you.
Yes. Wonderful. You needn't worry. We're not going to kill you. We're not savages. The creature, slightly, might be, but not us. I assume that your vessel is disabled. No engines, no weapons.
And Valera, if you want to give me a reason engineering, the ship will assist you with a sensors engineering. You can see just how bad off the Blackguard is.
And I can do that.
Difficulty of one on this, by the way.
Okay. Doesn't look like any of my focuses would come into play. Given it's a difficulty one and we got the ship as well, I'm going to hold off on spending momentum.
Okay.
So let's just have a go with it.
There's two successes from you, and then the ship is sensors engineering. No help from the ship, but it's not a complication.
Can I have that rerolled?
You can, yeah, that's right, because you're still connected. All right,
hey!
Turn it into another success, making it another two momentum for you. Well done. So, Valera, the Blackguard is experiencing two breaches to their security department, which means that they're having a hell of a time shooting anything. Probably why they haven't shot the creature off them, because their cannons are broken. They're also suffering two breaches to their structure. And as a reminder, a Blackguard is a scale 4, so another two breaches to their structure, and that's no longer a ship.
And I think, how do I want to do this? Yeah, I think just on, there's like a little beep on Zinette's chair, and a little message will just come up that just says, they're more or less dead in the water, sir. Limited weapons, severe structural damage. Probably not repairing that anytime soon.
My engineer has informed me of the damage that's been inflicted on your vessel. You will stand to and prepare to be taken under tow. We expect you to deactivate your warp core, run on emergency power, and we'll tow you to the nearest starbase where you'll become their problem.
Hey, this is definitely going to be a roll because, you know, Ryan Captain isn't happy with this. I think a presence command is a no-brainer. I'm also going to give you an assist again with something that I've never really rolled for a ship, communications and command for the ship. And then the difficulty on this, let's set it to be a 4.
So
you would have a focus. I think you actually have a focus.
Yeah,
diplomacy, in
diplomacy. I think mm-hmm. would probably work. If everyone's all right with it, I'll spend 4 momentum and give you 2 threat to roll 5 dice.
5 dice?
I'm happy with it. I'm just trying to think of how we can assist.
I don't know that there is a way for you as characters to assist, but remember, you do get the assist from the ship as well, which can be rerolled.
Which I can reroll. Yeah.
Here we go.
All right, so yeah, that is two successes. I need to see a good number on the ship here. Okay, no, we can reroll that. We can reroll
that. I'm rerolling that.
Reroll that. Okay.
I'll take it.
The complication is your call is very important to us.
So here's the thing, Matthew. Suddenly goes to an ad break. It's one of those things where out of character, I still want to give it to you, but the dice have obviously a story to tell here. So if you're okay with it, I think what's going to happen is the Orion captain is going to shout something that the Universal Translator doesn't pick up on. And one of the single remaining disruptor cannons is going to begin turning and changing its vector to aim at Draco's head, as if this is a last ditch effort to do something. Now, they're not firing right away. You still have a chance to do something. But if you don't disable that cannon, Draco's getting shot in the face.
Immediately, he's going to do two things. One is target the cannon with the vessel's phasers.
Okay.
And secondly, he's going to yell out to Ensign Catelia, get Draco to release the ship now.
I will try to communicate it to it to release the ship in a spin.
Oh, I see what you're doing, where you're spinning the ship and then it's mimicking it. I got you.
Mm.
So this is going to be a combined roll, once again, because we want to streamline things a little bit. So, Zanette, since you are specifically aiming for a part of the ship, it is a difficulty of 3 overall. This would be a control security on your part. The Canis Major will assist you with a weapon security. And Catelia, you will assist with a... I think there's probably be another daring and con on your part. And yeah, difficulty of 3 overall.
I think it makes more sense to be presence because I'm trying to communicate with the creature, but it's no difference stat-wise.
Make it presence just for shits and giggles so it shows up well on Foundry.
Am I assisting or main?
You're assisting. Mm-hmm.
Cool. And you would either music, because I'm using that to communicate with the creature, be the focus?
I'll give it to you, sure.
Nice. Boop, boop. And the target number is?
It's only difficulty of 3.
Okay. Roll.
I want to be cheeky about this and ask if surgery, since I'm performing a form of surgery here, applies as a focus. I'm going to do that because that would embarrass us all.
All right, there's 4 successes. All right, you can reroll the ship if you want, but you've got 4.
Well, let's do it anyway.
All right, you go up to 5. There you go. So you get 2 momentum back.
Your reroll talent is giving us so much momentum.
It really is. So, Matthew, Zanette, what does that look like in terms of the actions that happened here?
So, go ahead, B.
I feel like Draco is going to release the ship, but like make it spin the cannon away because that's what I'm trying to make it do. So that's what I'm doing my end. So if that changes what you're doing narratively, maybe right. It like turns the ship so that the cannon is more like instead of flat towards us rather than angled, so you have a better firing solution.
Yeah, so I think that the communication goes through as Zanette is making the first firing calculations, and as the ship is released, it begins to enter into sort of like spin as material sort of flies off of it because of the centripetal forces. You have debris just being scattered about. The cannon on the vessel begins to sort of like search out the target slowly as it's trying to reorient and account for the vessel's damage and also the new angular momentum that it has. As our ship, still leaking its drive plasma, sort of swoops around. And as the captain recognizes that the vessel has entered into this new velocity, he's going to quickly recalibrate the targeting sensors. And as the ship passes into that perfect arc, the phaser strips illuminate and the great lance of energy sort of streaks out, hits the cannon, and just detonates it, setting off a small cascade of explosions as EPS conduits rupture along the surface of the vessel, noiselessly, given that we're in space. And Draco sort of slithers off in that rolling serpentine fashion.
I like it. However, I am going to spend two threat that I'm going to actually make you roll damage on phasers just to see if you actually fully cripple or destroy the vessel. Okay. So for you, it is seven challenge dice for your phaser banks.
While you're setting up the roll, you know the meme where it's like call on ambulance, but not for me? but what it is we're the ambulance. We're running over people.
I'm a healer, but...
My main profession is doctor, but I'm also a harmacist.
All right, well, the good news is you've only rolled five damage here. Since they have a resistance of four, that's only one damage, unless you want to make the effects be piercing. And that is enough to kill the cannon, but not blow it up. So well done there. So the cannon explodes. Draco kind of just tosses the Blackguard off into the asteroid field where it pings off a few asteroids. It's definitely in dire straits. But you are getting a communication from Draco.
I will answer the communication and try to translate it. Okay.
Well, I'd like to thank y'all kindly for saving me. It was one of those things where I have been caught in that net for a very long period of time, so it's very nice to be able to fly about freely. Also, I should note that it's a female voice, not a male voice.
So he's just going to, like, mute the comms for 1 second? Ensign, is that your choice of accent and affectation?
The Universal Translator is doing an auto filter on that, so I could change it to a more normal voice, but I think that's just their accent.
And then he sort of calms down to engineering. Valeria, could you, once the repairs to the ship were complete, could you have somebody lambaste the Universal Translator, please?
Sure, I'll just get my hands out of my pockets and do that right now, sir.
No, I said after the repairs were complete.
No, I heard
it's a subsidiary issue, that I think we should really address.
No, I heard you. Yeah, no, that's fine.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. On it, sir. Thank you, sir.
They'll reopen comms with with Draco. We are pleased to have been able to offer you assistance. Considering this region of space seems to be somewhat perilous for you, but with the Orions and the Tholians all hunting you, would you care to join us? We can take you to Federation space, our territory, where you might be safer.
Well, that's quite amenable offer you're making for me, and I would be very much agreeable to that series of circumstances. However, I gotta know, did you handle the drone problem that was taken away the Kirinai to that what I presume is some form of Orion syndicate or Orion operation?
Oh, you're familiar with the Orions themselves.
Well, yes, they are quite a, as much as it pains me to admit it, a effective hunter of my species.
Hmm. Well, it depends on what you mean by taken care of.
Well, I presume that you blew them up just like you nearly blew up that Orion ship over there.
Not in so many photon torpedoes, no.
Well, then I believe we have one more thing we need to do before we leave system.
The threat that's posed to you and towards the other members of your species, I think, has been addressed, considering that this vessel and the leadership of the entire Orion Syndicate operation here has been neutralized. Not to be offensive, but the humans have a saying, cut off a snake's head and its body will die.
Presence, command, difficulty of two. You have diplomacy as a focus. And I think it's just a straight roll here, unless you want to spend momentum.
I'll give you one momentum to roll three dice.
Okay. You get five successes, so you're up to...
Hooray.
Four momentum?
Yeah,
four momentum. So Draco, kind of, their head shakes back and forth as if it's debating something on the view screen. It says, very well, that is, I'll let those other Orion go as much as I would very much like to smash them in the bits, but I can see that you, y'all are, much more agreeable type to make, business deals with. Did you say your name? I must apologize if you did.
It's Captain Zanette of the Federation Starship Canis Major.
Ah, Well, my name is, and they basically make a whale noise that doesn't translate. And it is a pleasure to meet you.
Rest assured, the pleasure is ours. We have never encountered a species of your ilk before.
It is something perhaps that we can get to know each other on the way to your Federation space.
I should hope so. And on the metal, I would like to spend two momentum to create an advantage. And that advantage is that the communications that have transpired between the various different ships and us have been picked up by Dr. Cam, and I guess some of like the per or the drones that have been sent out so that they can get wind of that. And they are aware of our interceding on their behalf. And I don't know if that's ever going to have an impact anywhere, but maybe it will influence
Well,
them and their perspectives.
it actually is going to take effect the moment you stop talking to Draco.
Okay. I am going to transfer you over to the communications officer who initially put us into contact. I think that she'll probably have some questions for you, and we can begin to get to know each other.
That sounds agreeable. Thank you very kindly.
Zanette out. And then he'll just sort of like transfer the comms over to Ensign Catelia.
All right.
So, mostly my conversation is just going to be classic Starfleet questions, like, "Who are you? Who are your people? Nice to meet you. Hi."
So, standard first contact procedures.
Yeah.
While that's happening, Zanette, you are going to get another communication from Cam.
We got another communication, sir, from the Orion Starbase.
On screen.
I don't normally do much for this job, and it's been like the primary thing today.
So appearing
Well,
on screen
Starfleet is all
is.
about communications and opening up productive lines of dialogue with other species, so of course, this should be one of your principal duties.
I'm not arguing that, sir. I'm just saying most of the time we just answer the distress call, and that's most I do for communication. Answer the call.
So appearing on screen is Cam, and a change has actually occurred in the background where before it was kind of just standard sick bay procedures and standard sort of like chemical laboratory kind of a thing. He's actually changed locations to what appears to be the interior of a bridge. And he says, "Oh, I was actually just about to come out there and help you. Might I presume that the captain is otherwise indisposed?"
We're maneuvering to take her ship in tow and deposit her and her crew at the nearest starbase, yes.
I see. And based on the logs I'm reading, Draco, as we're calling it, Draco is going to follow you back to Federation space. Does that mean our deal about setting up a sanctuary is no longer on the table?
I'm afraid that this particular member of its species is going to be going with us, considering that we were just attacked by your superior.
Well, superior is a very weak word, but yes, superior will do.
Your slave owner? Is that more
That would be
appropriate?
more correct.
Right, Orion, cultural differences. Fascinating.
Yes, make sure you don't breathe in her pheromones. They're quite potent.
I had no intention of doing that, and they do have a slightly different effect on Denobulans, but
And he actually
that's
perks up
neither
at
here nor
that and he
there.
goes, "Really? I wasn't aware."
I'll send you the requisite research papers that have been conducted on the subject. Just expect a subspace communique.
Farewell. Well, in that case, if I might be so bold, might we come with you? Because with the removal of the captain, other syndicate members will come and attempt to subjugate us as she did.
I think that Starfleet Medical would be happy to debrief you, and perhaps with the diplomatic corps, you may be able to work out another arrangement alongside Draco that would allow you to operate with a little bit more freedom from pheromones and enslavement.
You know, I'm kind of glad I didn't go with the overwhelming urge to shoot you via the pheromones. I'm glad I was able to resist that urge.
I think that worked out better for all of us, yes. Being unshot is one of my goals in life.
Very well. Then we will be with you shortly. So if you see an Orion Interceptor coming your way, that's us.
Very good. for the moment, we are going to be attending to any casualties that might have been affected on your former leader's ship.
Very good. And then communication just cuts out.
Communicate with Draco that the Orion ship is a friendly that's coming into view range.
If you wouldn't mind, yes. And then he'll order the helm to set a course for the location of the vessel, the Orion ship that we have disabled. And he'll communicate with them, and we don't necessarily have to play this up, but he'll communicate with them and say that we're ready to take on wounded, and we'll implement all necessary quarantine procedures, as well as wearing sort of environmental suits and the like to prevent contamination by way of their pheromones.
That was going to be my question. All right. So you do the medical drama thing where you do take on some Orions that have plasma burns or dislocated limbs or things of that nature. You are able to treat them, not an issue because it's very superficial damage. But what I'm curious about is if I have the order of events correctly, you're going to take them in your tractor beam. You're going to head back to the nearest starbase and then sort of hand them off.
Yes.
Okay. So where I'd like us to focus is probably about as the last of the treatments of the Orions is winding down. I'd like to sort of give you all a moment to just decompress and chat with one another in that interceding period between the asteroid field and the nearest starbase. And I think to kick things off, Valera, you are going to be going over things with, God, what's his name?
Koshlim.
Koshlim, thank you. You're going over things with Koshlim, and Koshlim says something to the effect of, well, I don't think that there's any reason for me to give you any points off in terms of your psychiatric baseline. As much as I think that you could do with some socialization, I think that you do good work here in engineering.
Well, thank you. That assessment is very welcome, I assure you. Yes, it's always nice to have a lieutenant question the ability of a lieutenant commander to do their job properly.
Well, you know how it is. We're all doctors and can outrank each other in various situations.
Well, I'm more an engineer than a doctor.
Ah.
But yes, I suppose so.
But one thing that I actually wanted to highlight was your relationship and working relationship with Enshin Katelia.
Why?
Well, in my experience witnessing you, I'm curious whether this is your form of bonding with her.
She's visibly taken aback by that. What exactly are your observations, Cashin?
Well, I just noticed that Coughlin. Whenever something goes wrong, you yell at Catelia, and when Catelia has a good idea, you usually yell at her, but during that fight in the asteroid field, you actually agreed with her.
I mean, to be fair, when something goes wrong, it usually has been her fault historically. The ship was shot while she was piloting it. I don't really know what you want me to say exactly. I mean, you're absolutely right. She had the same idea I had, which was gratifying in its own way, but what do you want from me here, Koshlin? Do you want an admission that I'm really soft and gooey on the inside? Like, I've got news for you, I'm not.
No, I think you're cold hard metal.
Well, I don't particularly like that exact phrasing, but sure, yes, okay.
The reason I bring it up is because perhaps you should have a conversation with Catelia.
Why? To what end?
Well, there's only 14 of us on the ship. We need to get along.
I mean, that's not true, but I understand the point you're making. I will take it under advisement, Lieutenant.
Very well. I will resume work on the Universal Translator. For some reason, it was stuck on Terran Southern for some reason.
Yeah, and see if you can wipe that awful Scottish accent from the database as well. That's been sitting around in there for decades, and I don't know why.
Wait, am I coming across as Scottish to you?
No, you're coming across as usual. And I'll leave it up to your imagination what that might be.
And I think in his mind, he's putting two and two, and he goes, "Oh, I can assure you that's not a problem with the translator, but I'll look at it anyway."
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And how are those plasma manifolds I ask you to clean looking?
Oh, they've been cleaned 3 times.
Good. Okay. Does that mean they're clean, or do I have
Well,
to
they're a
put you
plasma
to it again?
manifold. The moment you look away from them, they're dirty again.
Okay, well, here's a sonic toothbrush. Get to it.
And that laugh is in character. He's like, "Yeah, sure."
Very good.
The cleanest plasma manifolds in the entirety of Starfleet. The rest of the ship was damaged after this fight. Those plasma manifolds actually spotless.
All right.
That's how we
Well,
like it.
open table, kind of. Where, what interactions do we want to cover while you're on your way back to Starbase, and any bits of roleplay you all want to cover? Because again, this is kind of an open season for you in terms of roleplay.
I don't
Now
want to
we.
jump in immediately, but I would like a scene with Zinette at some point.
Okay.
But if Bean and Zinette or either of you have something you want to address.
I'm happy to tackle that scene, but Bean, is there somebody like an NPC or one of the NPCs that you wanted to talk to?
No, you do your thing first. I'll have a think about that.
Okay.
Okay. So my question
Then.
is, where do you find Zanette and what are you talking about?
Well, if we're not in his, does he have a ready room or is it just his quarters, I suppose?
So one thing I would say is that Zanette doesn't actually have quarters, really. He has like a locker where he keeps his clothing, but because he doesn't need to sleep, save as a Denobulan, save for like the 1 week every few months that he needs to sleep continuously, he's actually ceded his quarters to the other sort of senior officer. One of those main set of quarters is meant to be for the first officer, one is for the captain. So the two of you have individual quarters, and he just kind of like moves about the ship, handling one shift after the next.
In that case, it would be best to call him into my quarters. Would make the most sense.
Now my question is, again, this is a very small, cramped vessel. It's probably about the same sort of quarter size we see on the Defiant from Deep Space Nine, but have you decorated your quarters at all?
Probably very, very sparsely. There might be do we have holographic pictures at this point? I let's say we do. There's a small like holographic picture which looks like a bunch of classmates or something from the academy on a desk. There's obviously your standard sort of computer terminal that would be there as well. But other than that, no. It's quite sparse. There's maybe some loose clothing on the floor somewhere or another. She's not a particularly tidy person in her own quarters. But she hasn't been here long enough to make any particular mark on it.
So, in an odd role reversal, I suppose, you get a chime at your door.
Enter.
The door sort of swishes open, and Zanette there, slightly corpulent, I suppose, waddles in, and he's got his hands kind of folded behind his back. He looks around the ceiling, takes in the sight of the cramped quarters. "Well, I love what you've done with the place. It's Starfleet utilitarian, is it, the aesthetic?"
Valera is up on her feet and sort of at attention, more or less, when he enters. No, just empty.
Yes, Starfleet utilitarian, precisely. It's a little bit brutalist in nature, I think. It really should have some, maybe plush carpeting. Maybe one of the future designs of starships will.
I will take that under advisement, sir.
So, you want to speak with me?
I did, yes. Obviously, there's some things I feel like we need to discuss generally about the running of the ship, but I feel like command structure is probably the most relevant at the moment. As you pointed out, we're wearing a lot of different hats at the moment. And me as your first officer, I need to know, sir, if I can speak frankly to you and you accept that that is my role as the first officer to question your judgment or not to. She literally sort of stops herself there and just sort of looks for the rephrasing. Not question your judgment, but offer you alternative solutions to matters, and point out if there are any flaws in what I perceive you to be doing.
As long as the suggestion of such doesn't undermine what little authority that I have with the crew, considering our more intimate confines on this vessel, yes, that's your role as a first officer.
I'm aware it's my role. I want to know if you can handle that, sir. I am aware that I can be brutalist, shall we say, to use your earlier nomenclature. I speak my mind. It's a something of a side effect from the accident and the but I mean, a lot of that's just me as well. And if you can't handle that, sir, then the command structure will need to change.
Well, I, as your captain, am more than happy to accommodate for the unique situation in which you find yourself and the struggles that might be associated with it. Others among the crew might not be so accepting, and they might perceive your forthrightness as being a kind of disrespect. So, I am, of course, open to your alternatives and to a sort of briskness in your approach. But I would ask that if you can, you make strides towards diminishing the caustic attitude slightly, or what might be misperceived as such. Social niceties, Commander, they help you go far in the command ranks.
I just want to play with the engine, sir. I don't necessarily want command, but I also don't want to be friends with everyone on this ship. If I am to be a command presence, then I feel that level of fraternization is wrong.
Well, which is it? That you don't want to be a commander, or that you want to be a commander and you want to maintain the aura that's associated with it? If you don't want to be first officer, at least with respect to your duties, do you want the command structure of the ship to change?
She legitimately sort of seems to ponder that. Right now, sir, no, I don't want it to change. I'm happy with the position. I don't know that command will suit me in the long run, is perhaps a better way of putting it, but I want to explore it at least slightly. But I will do it my own way, sir. And that may, probably will, clash with your own style, sir.
A diversity of opinions and approaches can't possibly hurt, although I imagine it may hurt you. And I don't mean in a sense of your career prospects or even your performance.
Respectfully, sir, I think you should leave the psychoanalyzing to Koshlim.
Well, isn't that what captains are supposed to do? Be concerned with the psychology of our and well-being of our subordinates?
I wouldn't know, sir.
All I'm saying, Lieutenant Commander, is that this is a very small ship, and trying to maintain the level of distance that you're describing will be a Herculean task, even for you.
I think you're misunderstanding me. So I don't think it's a case necessarily of trying to maintain the distance. I think the distance is there and will remain through whether I. There are certain things I'm not capable of, sir. And one is there's less of a filter on my brain than there used to be. And I was told that empathy is going to be harder for me to achieve. These are constraints I operate under, sir. They are not decisions I'm making.
Well, Lieutenant Commander, I'm, as captain, I'm going to give myself permission to speak freely and without the burdens of rank. I'm deeply sorry for any discomfort that my approach to command has inflicted on you and for placing you in a situation where you felt as if you were disadvantaged because of a physical reality.
I don't want that. I don't want your pity. I don't want your understanding. This is just what things are and how they will be. That is all I am outlining the situation to you, sir. That is all that I'm doing.
You've mistaken genuine concern for your well-being for pity. These are two very distinct things, Lieutenant Commander. You're a member of my crew. I'm worried about you. I worry about Cattelya, I worry about Shakret, Koshlem, Vinta, just in their own ways. And I also worry about my behavior. I've treated you unfairly, and I apologize for that. That's all.
I don't think you have, but I will accept your apology if only to exit this awkward conversation, sir.
Oh, I don't find this awkward at all. I find this actually really rather
Oh,
fascinating.
thank goodness for
But
that.
you've made a genuine connection here. You've already put the lie to your assertion that you wouldn't be able to form empathetic bonds with members of your crew. You have me talking to you as an equal and not a subordinate. I actually disburdened myself of my command for a time in order to create that connection with you. I think that this is a marvelous step forward on your part, and I will be reporting all of this, of course, with appropriate confidentiality maintained to Koshlem in my own psychological evaluation, because I find that this is an intensely gratifying exchange.
Valera, do you just push the captain out of
One
your room at this point, midway through this monologue? You're just like,
conversation
no,
with the
no.
captain, one mental breakdown. They are not related, chat. Not related. The phaser being armed in the lieutenant commander's room is not related to this conversation.
At all.
And yes, I guess he is forced out of the his
Yes,
own
sir.
room because it was the one that he gave up probably to the first officer here,
Probably.
but
Sir,
yes.
get out.
You made that sound like an order. I'm going to take that as a request, and I will accede to your wishes, of course. Have a lovely evening, Lieutenant Commander.
Thank you,
Retreat.
sir.
Enjoy
Run.
your
And the door
sleep.
just shuts.
Oh, I love that dynamic. That dynamic is fun. But let's explore maybe a different dynamic.
Thank
So, Bean,
you.
Cattelya wanted to meet with the other nurses. Did you want all the nurses or just one of them?
both nurses? Because I have
Okay.
two nurses.
You do. You have Lieutenant Vinta, the Cephalus nurse, and you also have Lieutenant Shakrat, the Andorian.
Yep, so I'm basically going to do a nurse's debrief after like the basically the surgeries and the medical procedures being done. The patients are asleep and we're just like at the nurse's station. I assume we have a nurse's station because we're a medical ship,
You do.
even though we're very small.
You do.
All
It
right.
doubles as the conference room, but you do. Which also doubles as the mess hall, but you do.
Everything doubles as everything.
Okay, so we're in the corner that has like this clear like nurse symbol. Just mark it out as the cool guy's corner. And I will go, well, it seems like the doctors have performed an adequate duty, and none of the patients seem to be any in any distress. Do you have any reports of your patients that you're currently caring for?
Well, as you ask that question, I'm actually going to turn to Matthew and Techno. Would either of you like to take Vinta or Shakrat to give them a little bit more personality?
You may regret that because we tend to inject a lot of personality
That's
into
what
our
I'm asking.
players,
I like that.
Matthew, your choice.
I'd say you go first.
Of course.
Oh, but I didn't want to do that because I didn't want to pick between them.
Roll dice, roll dice, roll dice.
Sure. Okay, let's roll a dice.
We'll say evens, you take Vinta, odds, you take Shakrat.
Okay.
And either I take bean. Wait,
Hang
no.
on, what am I rolling? I suppose I just
Whatever
picture.
you want, really, in terms of dice.
That's...
All right. Well, that's a five or a six, so I would say that that's probably Vinta in
it's
this
one
case.
or the other, yeah.
Yeah. So you'll take Vinta, and then Matthew will take Shakrat, from the sounds of it.
All right, cool. So sorry, Beam, what was the actual question again? Got
So
sidelined.
I'm basically asking for a report on the patients, which are mostly going to be Arians wounded in the battle.
Well, sir, they were incredibly well built, if you get my meaning, sir.
Have you been fraternizing with the enemy again?
They're not the enemy when they're in the sick bay, sir. They're
The
just
patient
patients.
is the ultimate enemy over whom we must prove victorious.
No. Death. Death is the ultimate enemy.
That is their ultimate enemy.
And ours.
I can't,
Inevitably,
right?
death will defeat us. It is not an enemy, it is an
Right.
inevitability.
This is the second time I've had to say don't fraternize with the patients, especially when they may potentially, try to pump you for information.
Well, there was certainly the implication of pumping, sir, yes.
The room is not is no.
There was no fraternization, sir, I assure
Good.
you.
Understandable. That means I am assuming that your patient is co con is well conscious and not suffering any long-term effect to their stamina.
They might have a touch of dehydration, but no, nothing else other than that.
My patients have required additional sessions with Mr. Koshlem, but they are otherwise physically unharmed.
Very good. Well, since we have no problem on the medical front, I do have a problem with the current command front of the nurses station, with me being having to be on the con continuously, especially in a battlefield situation. Being head nurse and being the head con officer is going to conflict with being able to perform one of the two of the duties, since I believe I am not the only trained pilot in the ship. As such, we're going to have to put up a procedure if I am disposed in such a situation again. I don't know if we had any crew injuries. I don't believe I've seen any reports on that.
Only a few minor bruises, contusions, lacerations, broken bones, ruptured spleens.
Did you break your arm again and haven't seen a doctor for it and treated yourself?
I treated myself.
Again?
I'm the most efficient member of this medical staff. Yes, of course I treated myself.
I mean, there are different levels of efficiency.
I mean, you probably think that an Andorian Shan and an Andorian Chan and an Andorian Than are all the same thing. Your knowledge of Andorian genders and our respective physiologies is inadequate.
I think you'd be quite surprised at how
Why are
much I know
medical
about
staff the
Andorian
worst
genders.
patients? At least get your work signed off by one of the medical staff.
I signed off on it myself.
That's the problem. What if you're suffering from a concussion and don't realize you're making a mistake or hallucinating?
She sort of like reaches up and begins like f just almost feeling at the bases of her antenna.
The fact you have to question it means that you understand my point.
No, I just checked. I'm not suffering from concussion. Their mobility is unimpeded. Neurological damage would certainly affect them.
If you're going to treat yourself, have it signed off by the doctor or nurse.
Is that an order?
That is standard Starfleet protocol,
Oh,
Sergeant.
please make it an order, sir.
Why? What?
Speaking of standard Starfleet
It just
protocol,
makes things easier all around, sir.
I presume you're going to pick up the fact that I'm an ensign and you're a lieutenant. A lieutenant.
You're the head nurse in this situation, sir.
Yes, which I am, deeply confused by why I was picked as the head nurse, but I won't question the captain's choosing on the positioning of staff.
Nor do I. Verbally.
No, I'd never question the captain's position on any subject. Or the subject of any position that they find themselves in.
I just want to say real quick, you've put me in a hole when it comes to Vinta now. I'm just going to have to figure out how to play Vinta from now
Oh, that's a
on.
terrible choice of words, ELH.
I know what I said.
Are you
Anyway.
fraternizing with the captain as well, Lieutenant Vinta?
As well, sir?
Well, apparently you're trying to fraternize with the entire crew at this point.
Oh, I thought you were implying you were fraternizing with the captain, sir.
No. That's
Doesn't
not
he
what
already
I.
have three wives?
I don't believe that matters too much on Denobula.
I think it's a limit of three, is it not?
I meant more in terms of, well, never mind. Perhaps you're not ready for this conversation yet.
There's
You
a
do
stack.
realize that we have four genders.
Oh, yes, I know.
Brave new worlds, new civilizations to explore, I suppose. Just we do it in different ways.
I particularly like the exploring part, yes.
Anyway, I'm if at all possible, yes, that is going to be an order that you have your if you're self-medicating, have it checked over by another medical professional.
Believe me, if I was self-medicating, it would not be with anything from the sick bay.
Self-treating as well, just to put it on a board spot before you worm your way out of that order.
Very good, sir.
Thank you. With all of that delightful gossip out the way, the issue is that if I'm predisposed, who out of the two of you will be in command of the medical staff and in charge of the doctors because we know what trouble they get into?
Please, anyone but Vinta.
Oh, you don't want me to take charge.
I feel as if there's no way in which I can answer that question that would not be awkward and disturbing to me.
Dean, I'm going to spend two threat that you're really thinking about Vinta right now.
One moment. They both have one command. There's no good option in this, but
There isn't. That's the best part.
Vinta is the more experienced nurse by going by
Oh, yes. Very experienced.
I I do have this moment of like looking between them, thinking about it, thinking about it. How about we do this as a trial then? One away mission with one of you in command and one of the other and see which is the better performance. You both have equally extensive experience as being nurses, but you don't necessarily have much to go on your records to suggest that who would be better in command.
Well, no one's ever complained about my performance yet, sir.
It seems as
I.
if this would be an irrelevant exercise, considering Andorian superiority in this regard would be
Well, then
self-evident, but very well.
you clearly win then, and then I would make you a co-head nurse, temporary head nurse. We'll need to think of
Assistant head
this.
nurse?
Yeah, look,
Associate head
I.
nurse?
Yes.
Do you have the authority to invent new titles and positions on board this ship?
I don't know, but doesn't mean I can't try.
Perhaps you should ask the captain.
I'll think about that. I mean, technically, it's my department.
Technically, every department is the captain's department.
You're not wrong. And I both like and dislike that for the position that I'm thinking about. Anyway, that aside, is there anything else to report? Anything that the doctors have been up to that they shouldn't be? Any behavioral problems? Anything?
Well, I have noticed that Lieutenant Commander Valeria is somewhat reticent about standard medical checkups, procedures. She seems to have something of a woeful independence streak, doesn't want to submit to any kind of medical hierarchy.
And also doesn't seem to like...
You? No.
Yeah, no, she doesn't seem to like me at all.
I wonder why.
I don't really know. I've only been on the ship for less than 2 weeks.
Has it only been 2 weeks? It feels like I've known you forever.
I don't know whether that's a compliment or an insult, so I'll take it as both.
That would be a mistake.
And how so?
Because it is only one or the other.
And I'll be prepared for both.
Matthew's taken off his glasses. We won. We won. We got him to that point.
You see, if I pick for it to be one or the other, and then future information correlates otherwise, that means I've reacted wrongly.
There's nothing wrong with being prepared.
You have a lot to learn about goblin culture. Why pick one option when you can pick both?
And Shagrat just like looks back and forth between the two of you.
I think you'll know. No, I can't. I can't. I can't do that. We'll get demonetized or something.
I win. Victory. This is why I'm head nurse.
Oh, Lord. I think that's where we're going to ripcord out of this conversation, as much as I love it. I'm going to have to do so much work now with Vinta. I mean, Vinta alone is just, that's a thing. And no, it fits because every medical drama needs a character like that.
So why not the giant snake lady?
Two questions. Yeah. Does that count as activating the nurses? And does that mean we can give Vinta? Does that mean we can give Vinta seduction? It's important, chat. Important. Trust me. It's important
yes.
for later.
Yes, you may activate both of them. Correct. Yes. Oh, Lord.
Right, so well, just add that in as your focus or your specialization.
Wonderful. Your
focus in seduction.
Yeah. Oh, God, she's the dentist, too. Can you imagine one of those? I see that you have done exceptional brushing. Oh, look at the size of that molar. Look at the whiteness. Oh, my God. I'm going to stop wide. Myself before we go somewhere we don't want to go.
Too late.
No, it's too late. We've done this. All right, well, Twitch, stick around because we're going to raid somebody, but YouTube, this is where we say goodbye.
Bye, YouTube. ELH is gone. Bye.
I'm gone.
Bye.